Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the Public Information Officer and Health Navigator for the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you so much once again for joining me.
Thank you.
So let's start this interview, as we have most of our previous interviews, by just getting the latest on how the Dallas County Health Department and Iowa Department of Public Health have been handling the COVID-19 crisis.
Well, we kind of continue to do the same type of things. The contact tracing calls are using up a lot of time, but that's fine because it gives us an opportunity to educate people about what their symptoms mean and at what point they are considered to be cleared from being contagious. The medical word of what they call that is shedding the virus. So if you're still in the stage where you're contagious, as you exhale, you are shedding those viral infectious particles from your lungs out into the air. And after you get to a certain point, that's not happening anymore. And even though you might still have a little bit of a headache or a cough lingering on, you would be released from the Department of Health as far as being infectious.
All right. Now that kind of transitions to my next question, which is, talk about the differences between the symptoms of, say, coronavirus versus allergies or stomach bug or influenza.
Well, that's what makes it a little bit tricky. We've had multiple conversations with different folks who will report, well, my nose is still a little runny, or I still have kind of an upset stomach, or I still have this cough. And typically our nurse, our RN, Rhonda Schofstahl, handles these final questions, but she determines if that person has been far enough out from their initial period of having COVID, we can be quite certain that they're no longer contagious, and what they might be experiencing could be those seasonal allergies. There's certainly a lot of pollen in the air right now, and anybody who has a tendency to have the runny nose or itchy eyes and even a cough, with those sorts of things, it is easy to get a little confused about, what am I experiencing here?
For sure. So if you would just kind of run through those coronavirus-specific symptoms that people should really be aware of.
Well, the things that they should pay attention to is if you have a cough, if you have a fever of 100.4 on your thermometer, if you have headache, those kinds of things warrant a phone call to your healthcare provider. Just get on the phone and call your regular clinic that you normally go to and say, this is what I have going on. This is sudden. And that's the important thing, that all of a sudden I feel this. I feel the headache. I feel the cough all of a sudden out of nowhere. And then your healthcare provider can decide what to do. They may say to you, you know what, let's just have you self-isolate for about a week and let's see what happens. And if you feel quite a bit worse, call us right back and then we'll see about what treatment we need to do or what care we need to do to take care of you. A lot of what people are experiencing, it is important for them to immediately self-isolate, because that is the point at which they're probably contagious, when they first have the onset of those symptoms.
Absolutely. Now, when you're tracking the current cases of COVID-19, as we are here at Raccoon Valley Radio, sometimes some odd things happen, like this weekend when the numbers in Dallas County actually decreased for one day. So what accounts for that sort of activity in the reporting?
If you're paying attention to the active cases, then it fluctuates. There is an aggregate number of how many cases were ever found among residents of Dallas County, and that number can only increase. You know, we found 10 people, we found 5 more people, we found 20 more people, so it just keeps on going up and up and up. However, the active cases, you have to subtract out those persons who have been released. They're no longer actively sick, so they're off the list of active cases. So that active number of cases, that number will fluctuate up and down. Some days we'll get more new cases than we will release people from being considered sick. And sometimes it's the other way around. So that's the reason for that fluctuation.
All right. Now, as many people know, the governor is loosening some of the restrictions across the state regarding, you know, what people can and can't do, what businesses can and can't be opened. But obviously, the virus is still a threat. So with all of these restrictions being loosened, what are your recommendations for people to still stay safe and healthy?
Well, probably the number one thing is if you feel sick, please stay home, not just for your own sake, but for all the rest of us. We don't want you out running around in the grocery store or going to your place of work or church or whatever if you are symptomatic, because you're probably contagious and the rest of us don't want to be exposed to that. So that's a really important part, is personal responsibility. If you're sick, stay home. And then other than that, people need to just pay attention to, again, I guess it's personal responsibility, is if you feel like you need to wear a face mask, by all means, do that. There's no requirement in the state of Iowa to do that, but there's nowhere that it says you can't. So certainly you can do that if you want to. And same thing with hand washing. Hand washing remains one of the number one ways to battle any kind of contagious illness. Just keep washing your hands as often as possible.
All right, good advice there. One last thing I want to ask you about is something that I noticed on the Dallas County Health Department's social media, that is encouraging people to volunteer during this pandemic. Now, that kind of sounds a little counterintuitive in a way, you know, get out and volunteer while still social distancing. So what are some of the ways that people can volunteer during this pandemic?
Well, as most people realize, there's much more demand right now for things like food pantries, for instance. And food pantries continue to receive big shipments of donated food, and they need someone to unload the food, put it into the pantry. And because of the chance of people catching COVID from one another, you're no longer allowed to just go into a food pantry and browse and choose the items you want. Almost all food pantries that I know of are kind of pre-packaging food. They'll put a variety of items in bags, and most of them are doing curbside pickup, where the volunteers would go out to vehicles, ask how many people in the household, and then bring out enough groceries for that many people with as little contact as possible. And typically the volunteers are wearing both gloves and face masks.
All right. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Well, one thing that I do want to mention is that at some point this summer, the farmers markets are going to be opening, and that Dallas County Health Department has always been the ones to help disseminate among older adults those vouchers that can be spent at the farmers markets. Those will be coming out probably about mid to late June, we have been told. So the Department of Agriculture prints up vouchers that older adults within the income guidelines can spend at farmers markets. And those will be a little bit late this year, but that's probably okay because the farmers markets will probably be delayed in their opening.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for all the information and for joining me this week. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.